heard from many of my constituents over recent while in relation to their operations being cancelled. And these are people that may be waiting, like, not only months, but indeed years for their operation, many of them waiting in pain. And we put down a number of questions just to see what was going on, and the results are absolutely staggering. In 2017, for every three operations that were going ahead in the hospital, one was cancelled. We know over the last 2 years that nearly over one out of four operations, these are planned operations, were cancelled. That's over 530. And we know that the main reason for all of these operations being cancelled is because of the lack of beds and lack of capacity within the hospital. So this is something within the government's control. You know, your listeners will know that Sinn Féin had been at the core of a campaign to increase capacity in the hospital, because we've 20 beds lying empty and still lying empty in the short stay ward. And it's absolutely scandalous, not only that we have people on trolleys, but we have patients who have been waiting and have been, you know, building themselves up for an operation to relieve the pain and the suffering that they're going through, and that those operations are being cancelled because of the fact that beds are not available.
And we know not only that, but we also know that some doctors and other healthcare professionals at the hospital have been quite vocal in that they want to do their job, but their hands are effectively tied. What you're saying is really the buck stops with the government on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, you know, we talk about inefficiencies in health. This is the greatest inefficiency ever. Like, the idea that there's a patient sitting at home that has been waiting for months and possibly years, that are waiting on pain, ready to travel to any university hospital, that there's a consultant there with the team ready to carry out the operation, but there is no beds. But the problem is, the beds are there. They're in a ward that the government will not open fully, despite commitments we have last year from Minister Joe McHugh and others. We still haven't seen any delivery in relation to that short stay ward. And you know, what we've instead had is an assault by government and by HSE senior officials trying to blame the patients themselves, saying that it is patients not turning up for their operations that is causing this backlog. The figures here blow that out of the water, and it shows that as little as 8 patients in 2017 cancelled themselves. And there would be many reasons for that cancellation compared to over 539 who have been had their operations cancelled over the last 2 years, mainly because of lack of beds within the hospital.